Here's a thought I'll title, Photographers and Commerce. Notice, by the way, I did not say photography and commerce. This isn't about how to get your images out into the marketplace and sell them. That's an entirely different topic. I want to talk about why photographers, as people, as individuals, are motivated with their photography to engage in commerce. Why is that the case? And I want to begin with some analogies. What percentage of people who, for example, bowl? I mean, bowling's a lot of fun, right? And there's lots and lots of people to do it. It's a very popular sport, particularly here in America. How many people who bowl aspire to become professional bowlers or make any kind of money with their bowling? I'm not talking about a little side bet with your friend. I'm talking about a professional relationship with the sport. Or let's take it out of a sport scenario. What percentage of people who enjoy cooking dinner dream of opening a restaurant? I'm sure there are some. I'm sure there are lots of restaurants who started from someone who loved cooking in their own kitchen and then grew beyond that. But wouldn't it seem reasonable to think that it's a very tiny percentage of people who cook dinner at night either dream of or actually do open a restaurant? I could say the same thing about golfers, or swimmers, or runners, or painters, or poets, or people who drive cars, or pet owners, or people who play a musical instrument. In almost any human activity, there's going to be a small percentage of people who succeed at it on a professional level. But having been involved with photography for some 50 years, I think it's amazing how many photographers express a desire to want to sell their work, or at least have their work exhibited in a commercial gallery. I have no scientific evidence to back this theory up, but I think the percentage of photographers who want to sell their photographs is much higher than the percentage of golfers who want to become professional golfers. I've always found this about photography to be curious. I don't know if it has to do with the fact that photography is an expensive hobby, you know, cameras and lenses and paper and prints and etc. Maybe we just want to reimburse what we're spending so that we can come close to breaking even or maybe even making a little money. But the fly in the ointment of that kind of logic has to do with the fact that it focuses entirely on the result of commerce, making a little money, selling prints, etc., and places no emphasis whatsoever on the other side of the equation, which is making pictures that people want to buy. I've said for a long time, if we were going to make pictures based on popularity of subject matter, we'd do sunsets and kittens playing with yarn and dewy spider webs and roses, because that appears to be what people want, but not necessarily what we want to produce as personally expressive and motivated artists. Whenever commerce gets introduced into any discussion, it has to center around the consumer. What does the consumer want? And then the manufacturer, in this case the photographer or artist, simply fulfills that need or that desire that the customer has expressed. Doesn't that seem to be the opposite of personally expressive photography, where we reach deep within us or deep within our experience or deep within our thoughts and observations about the world and express that through our photography? There's no reason to think that that would have any commercial success except by sheer luck, if there happens to be someone out there in the world who looks at the world exactly the same way you do, but isn't a photographer, but would like to own a photograph, so they want to buy yours. That happens, but it's not a sound foundation for commerce, and definitely leans into the other discussion I'm not having here, which is photography and commerce. Like I say, I want to focus on individual motivations for engaging in commerce, and why do we want to do it? I can't help but wonder if, to a large degree, it has to do with validation. Selling work somehow validates what we're doing as valuable, where not selling work seems to indicate a certain unsuccessful approach in our artistic life. But again, it depends on what the goals are. If the goals are to create artwork and explore life more deeply, then commerce doesn't come into play at all. And at this point, I need to interject the idea that commerce and distribution are two completely different things. You can still have a successful distribution strategy without having a commercial strategy by simply sharing your work with others in various ways that don't involve money or buying and selling or commerce of any kind. Lots and lots of photographers do that. Lots and lots of web pages do that. But your personal relationship with commerce needs to be thought through carefully. Do you want to have a small business of which your photography is the product? And if that's the case, if the objective, that is to say, is to pay the rent, is being a fine art photographer the best way to do that? Or does it make more sense, like so many of us do, which is to have some other means of income and paying the rent, and then self-funding our photography as a passionate hobby rather than as a commercial business? There will always be, in every category you can think of, a very tiny percentage of people who are successful at doing it commercially. But my experience is, if you look at those people, you will often find out that what they are paid for is not their productivity, but rather their endorsement. That is to say, the people who are selling things related to that endeavor, be it bowling balls and bowling shoes or cameras and lenses, it's the endorsement that fuels the professional and pays their bills rather than the artwork or the bowling or the fishing or the guitar playing or whatever. And if endorsements are the source of the income and that's the commerce you choose to pursue, then that also has certain implications about what you do with your creative life that may or may not mix well with your needs for personally expressive and creative artwork.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.